amazed by this. The time has come.
Tonight we have a chance to say,
you know, we're playing with people's emotions here.
I can't deal with it.
We're too extreme. We're too full of our own shit.
It's like masturbation in my ears.
Well, we have a chance to say, hey, fuck you, you're wrong. Fuck you, we're right. But believe me, this is the dance. Start the show!
And she did my best time.
Contains theme and subject matter that may not be suitable for some audience.
For your young fucking ears.
You're easily offended or under the completely arbitrary age of 21, we suggest you get your podcast on elsewhere.
And let me introduce you to a pair that tracks crude oil, but I see pie right. It is the same old pattern, the rules that feed the gander. They choose to act, but not I am. Planting the seeds you sow.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to your favorite podcast, Legend in My Spare Time. I am your host, the one, the only, the omnipotent, the hung like a fucking moose, Reverend Matt motherfucking Lees, and I kicked the Dutchman out on his ass. He's a pussy. Emailers said they didn't like him, so I kicked him out. Ladies and gentlemen, taking his place, the penthouse Lenny Lilac, for his second appearance.
Thank you for having me. I heard the Dutchman was a faggot.
That's what I heard too. I got an email that said the same thing. So, he's out. All right. A listener told me to only bring in engaging and entertaining guests.
So what?
So nobody was available. So I brought in my friends, Jeff Black and Impact Eddie Osborne.
So this is the internet?
Yes. Welcome to the internet.
I thought there'd be like shit flying by my face, and it's just...
Oh, there will be some shit flying by your face, but that's a post-show party.
It's just like your apartment and whatever.
Part, please.
This is like the dungeon.
It's called the Matt Cave, okay? Matt Cave. That's the hardcore hick. And sitting really close to him. They're snuggling almost. Impact Eddie Osborne.
Bad air, it's a bad thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't like it, do you?
Do you like what?
Bad air.
Oh, what? Dead air? No, it's right. It's ready to go.
I thought that's got to be a dick. Jeff Black's here. Matt Lees. I just got loving it. Or Lenny, I don't know.
Lenny.
Penthouse Lenny. Penthouse Lenny. Where's the format, man? I got no paper in front of me. And I'm lost.
Just start screaming.
All right. I would like to tell you a story. One time, many moons ago, I showed up to a PWA wrestling show with my fucking chucks on, my blazer on, my Star Wars t-shirt, and a microphone in hand.
Who taught you how to say chucks?
You did. So a man comes up to me at the show, who shall remain nameless, and says, all right, you're reffing. I was like, all right, holy shit. I don't want to ruin your day or anything. And he says, you'll be fine. Comes time for the main event. This is the big one. The big show of the night. And I'm like, is there anything I need to know as your referee? No, you'll be fine. So we go out there.
Instructions.
I point at the guy to ring the bell, and I have no fucking idea what's going on. This is my third match in history as a referee. So there's your format, Eddie. There's your format. Yeah.
This is payback.
Welcome to my world.
You know what, man? You wore a very tight shirt that
day. I sure
did. That thing was so tight. Like,
I know.
I could see your tummy belly.
I know, man.
Like, the ring, the circle, all of it. I could see everything.
I try to hide it, too.
It aroused Jeff Black.
I know it did. That's why he grabbed my nuts in the ring.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, man. I tried to, like, tag you, but it was more of a...
No, you got it just enough that it was like the...
Was it the quick like hand flick?
Yeah, because I think you were my first match as a referee.
That's cool. Not at the.
It wasn't that. I think that was the same show, wasn't it? I don't know.
Was it not pleasurable? Like his first lay, was it horrible?
He was a little rough.
Were you upset? Were you?
He could have bought me dinner first. Because I'm easy that way.
Did he at least reach around and?
No.
Next time I'll spit first and
see.
And then, so it's easy going and
fair
all
enough.
Easy peasy.
But not at the Elements show. Because I'm going to be back to being scared of you at Elements.
Well, no, you don't have to be scared of me, man. I'm a pretty good guy.
When I first met you, I was terrified of you. But here's why. Because I'd only seen you in these fucking crazy hardcore matches with Warhead, and I was like, oh my God. He could kill me with his bare hands if he chose to.
He's looking at you, man.
I know. It's just, he's looking at you. There's a couple of hardcore, because I mean, when I first saw you, you had the jet white hair. You were an intimidating looking motherfucker, man, for a short, fat Welsh kid.
Hobbit. Man, I don't think I'm that scary.
Now, that being said, not to ruin your rep, but you are a very nice individual.
Yeah, I'm actually a pretty big pussy, too. Like, right. Like, wow. Maybe three real fights in my life. That's about it, man. I'm a pretty big pussy. I'm
a
suck.
I tell you, man, I've been in the ring now a few times for you. And every time you throw that cowbell at me, it's the gleam in your eye when you're just like, this is fun.
That's like...
I'm terrified.
That's like the drunken, like... Dusty Rhodes, kind of Terry Funk. You know, remember when Terry Funk would just start tossing shit? That's why I just tossed the cowbell in there. And I'm like, well, I hope this doesn't hit anybody because it's going in. Just zero regard for
me.
My
human life.
I'm the only one in the ring.
I don't care about you.
I'm the only guy in the ring and you chuck the cowbell.
No, fuck you. No, sometimes the ring, that Leah Von Dutch, who's hot, she was in the ring and I didn't really care about her at that moment. I just had to get my cowbell in there, man. Then always tie, it's like 20 feet long, the rope, and it always ties up on the rope and I end up jobbing to it, man. Trip over it. I like almost the one show I was getting out of the ring and I almost fell flat on my face because it like wrapped around my boot and then it wrapped around the rope and like
that would have been awesome.
No, it would have sucked.
I was convinced the first time I ring announced I'd never gotten into a ring before.
You suck, Matt Lees.
Right? So I go over to my buddy.
And he probably got in the bitch way.
Oh, I sure did.
In between the bottom and the middle.
No. I'm Welsh, but I'm not
like
Irish.
Like how he agreed before he actually kind of knew.
No.
Like he wanted to. I know what I'm talking about.
I threw the
knee. He didn't know how to get up on the ring.
Yeah, exactly. There was no chair. There was no steps. I'm walking towards it. There's people watching, and I'm like, I don't know how to get in the ring. I'm just staring. I'm like, I'm going to fall on my ass. And because I'm the guy who, if I was in the crowd and the announcer fell, that guy, it's over for him for the whole night. He's getting booed. He's getting yelled at. So I was terrified.
Bring out Paul.
That's right. Because I started going to PWA and just being a fucking loudmouth.
Do you know Paul Wright? Was that the...
Yeah. We used to go to PWA shows and see him. Yeah. And we would just continue to chant for him.
I hate your stories, but tell us a story about Paul Wright, please.
I got a good story about Paul Wright.
Who's an independent wrestler.
Not so much, but whatever. That's another story.
He's a wrestler who wrestles at independent shows.
That guy who showed up.
I know.
He's so pussy whipped.
I just hear
things, and I'm like, wow, I'm really glad I'm single. Yeah. But I think it was a show in Goderich, Ontario, my hometown, and he was bringing out, Paul was being a manager. You got something to say there, Porkchop?
I think he's just snuggling up to you.
He's snuggling.
Love is okay at Legend in my spare time.
We're a little side story. That Wendy's we were at, man, and Guelph, and I kept looking at him, and then he's finally like, what the fuck? And I'm like, dude, he got this massive like nose hair hanging out, and it was going into like his beard and his mustache beard.
This is
shit.
You?
This is, fucking dingle nuts here.
He pointed at Eddie for those of you at home.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, fucking internet.
Don't worry about it.
Shit. I got to get used to
this. Fuck him. Don't worry about him. Assholes.
And then he's like, oh, is this it? And he kept plucking at it. Oh. And then there was more.
He couldn't finish his food, man. He was disgusted. I just kept going and going. I'm like, I got to pull it out. I just got to pull every piece out. But about Paul, man, no more Jeff Black stories. Put it over.
Oh, Paul.
So we're in Goderich. Paul is Jesse's manager, and he's giving him this big send-up like for Jesse to come out. And Paul's like, ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you the King of Canada, the history maker, the sport, and my main squeeze. Like he was Luna Vachon or something. Oh, man.
My main squeeze.
And sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay. No,
not really. But the funny thing is like, it's not even my story. It's Joey Harlem's story. Joe Dog Harlem's story. He was one of the originators of the PWA. And I didn't even know. And then I was talking to Joey on the phone the one day. And he's like, yo, remember that time Paul called Jesse his main squeeze. And I'm like, no, I got it. No, man. And then he told me the story. I was driving my, I'm a courier, and I was driving. I had to pull over. I was laughing so hard. Paul's an idiot.
Bring back Paul. That's what we, yeah, I think it was because we were at a show where he came out
in the first match.
Right, and he was just very vanilla, right? Yeah. Like, it was just very, I'm not disrespecting the guy because I'm not in the ring. So also,
he did,
you know,
fine.
I know my place, but for the rest of the
enough
show,
to make us want to call him back out because the other guy.
Every other match, we were like, bring back Paul! Bring back Paul! Bring back Paul! So
I was probably so pissed off that night. Why the hell is Paul getting chanted? Yeah,
that's right. Although, I would like to think that I'm one of the originators of the special ed chant. And if not, I made it fun because. Yes. Because it's perfect.
You know what? It actually happened in Oshawa. I was wrestling for GCW like 2007.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, I'm special. And they're like, oh, special ed. They jumped on me. I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, then it's yours. You came up with it. It's fine.
Yeah, and then the chant awesome. Monkeys yourself. Everyone just kept it going. But I'm like, oh, no. Like, what did I just do? Like, Jesse Jones was managing, looked at me like, you're a fucking retard.
You handed them. You gave
I'm
them
like,
that
damn.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a good special ed story here. It was like Brantford, I think maybe late 2004, at the Boys and Girls Club.
Is this when he still had the long, greasy beard and hair?
No, this was...
Because that was terrifying also.
That was just disgusting. But, and it was like, he's a red ginger with long hair. It was, ugh. But Brantford, the Boys and Girls Club, it's like the front row is all special needs and community living. And they're like the best type of fans because, damn it, they still
they
believe.
Love you.
Yeah, it's still real, oh, yeah. Damn it.
I'm thinking about you, lady from Hamilton.
No kidding. Oh, yeah. Crazy lady and her million kids.
Yeah.
Shit. But there's this guy in a wheelchair, and he's got a helmet on and everything. And his, like, handler is sitting right
handler.
Beside him.
Sorry to cut. We had a debate on whether or not you're allowed to use the word handler and whether or not it's, like,
politically
rude
correct.
To be like, look, his fucking handler's here.
That's what she was.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, whatever. You know.
But, so, like, Eddie gets this brilliant idea. He goes over to the, like, the physically and mentally handicapped guy. And he, like, grabs the handles of the wheelchair. And the handler's like, no, no, no. You can't, no, no. And Eddie's like, it's going to be fine. Uh-oh. And he goes, he yells it to the whole crowd. I'm going to give this guy the best seat in the house. He turns the guy around and pushes him like 20 feet away from the ring and just lets the guy roll. Oh, and he was so pissed. Oh, and the handler was so pissed. And I was still like, I was just watching. I wasn't actually training or anything yet. And I am laughing my ball off. And my stupid fucking girlfriend at the time, who was Jackie Jones, who's a retard, whatever. And she's like, that's not funny.
It's a little funny.
I got tears coming
down
my
really
face.
That's really funny.
It really is.
Now, I got to take
it's
you up.
It's retardedly funny.
Yeah. I got to take you up on
hey,
another
buddy,
point.
Hey, buddy, you should put him to the back wall and made him face the other way. That would be awesome.
Do you? Now, you made a statement there. It may have just been in passing. Do you just have one ball?
No, I just say that a lot, man.
Okay.
Like, oh, I laugh my ball off.
Well, legit, the guitar player of the Matt Lees band has only one ball.
No, he doesn't have like a prosthetic ball.
Yeah, it's not a real one.
Oh, he has
like a fake, like a marble.
He has a real ball.
Yeah,
and a
marble.
Ball.
Yeah,
and a marble.
And
man.
If you ever want to see it, when you come to see us live, he'll let you. He'll let you feel it. So.
Did you ever like
Jay Walsh?
Did you ever get the ECW Anarchy Rules CD with all the songs and shit on it?
Yes.
And like Nova Hedda entrance and that, or like a little 30-second whatever the fuck you radio guys call it intro.
Yeah.
Basic word, right?
It was Beastie Boys, wasn't it?
I don't give a fuck about that. But
fair enough.
No, I'm sorry, man.
That's what it was.
But New Jack, his thing for Natural Born Killers, he's like, I'm violent. I'll hit you with this. I'll hit you with that. Vacuum cleaner to the nut. And ever since I heard him just use singular nut, it's been nut or ball.
All right, fair enough. Because I would have gotten an email. I kid you not, being like, yo, did Jeff Black mean that he only has one ball, or did he misspeak? Because my listeners are assholes. Yeah, you heard me. You at home.
Maybe they're just autistic.
You there with your iPod on. You're an asshole. But thank you for downloading. And if you would like to donate to the Matt Lees Band, because we're almost finished our first record, legendinmypodcast@gmail.com to PayPal the amounts.
pyramid scheme.
Pyramids? No, it's not. Listen, here's the deal. If you can't donate because you're broke or you think the Japanese are more deserving, so be it. Okay? I understand that. There are people that need the money more than me, but if you got extra money, you want to help me and my rock and roll band finish our record, and you send more than $25, I guarantee you I'll mail you a copy of the CD when it's finished. That's nice. He's gesturing.
Not a guarantee.
Hand motioning. Like I said, I'll send you a copy of the album when it's finished. If I don't ever finish the album, get off my back. Okay? Right. But you can donate any amount.
Are you lazy?
A little bit. And we're really bad with money. By the way, did Mattel call? No, never mind. No. Can't talk about that online. If you donate $100 or more, which people have already done, you get a custom
Didn't
cover
I
song.
Donate $100?
You and one other dude donated $100, and that means I have to record and send them back a custom cover of their choice.
I thought you were going to record me a song of my choice.
That's what a custom cover. Yeah, whatever you want.
Cover song. Cover song.
Yeah, I'm not going to write you one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, maybe. Yeah. So I have a feeling he's going to pick a wrestling theme. The first guy to do
play I Like to Rock.
There's a guy from Iowa who donated $100, and he said, now I'm just his song whore. And at some point in the universe, he will figure out what song he wants me to sing, and then he's going to own me, basically. So that's for $100, legendofmypodcast@gmail.com.
Will you do anything else for $100?
It's dependent.
Will you drop your pants and wiggle?
No. There's not enough to wiggle.
There wasn't even touching involved.
There's not enough to wiggle, though. I mean, I don't have to have a dick swinging contest. I can tell you right now, probably have the smallest penis in the room.
Let's see it.
No, absolutely. No, listen. We did this once on this podcast before, and I swore never again. I said the N-word once, and I took it out once. Both struck and strike out. No, no more.
Okay, the Hogan thing. When Booker T called him a nigger, that was hilarious.
I hate Hulk Hogan.
No, but Booker T, he's like, oh, shit. I just called Hogan a nigger.
Funny story is, Hulk Hogan has blocked this podcast on Twitter.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, because I've shot at him a couple times. One time, when Bret Hart and him had their Twitter fight, Hogan responded and spelt Bret's name wrong.
B-R-E-T-T.
Everyone spells Bret's name. It's so hard.
If you're Hulk Hogan, you shouldn't spell Bret Hart's name wrong. So that was just my thing. It was like, really, Hulk? You've been in the industry for this long, you don't respect the man enough to spell his name right?
It's like, bam! Hulk Hogan, we're coming after you, nigga!
Yeah. But that wasn't the one that got me blocked. The comment that got me blocked was, he said, just finished the TNA tapings, and I'm so proud. And I put,
really?
Really? And that got me blocked by Hulk Hogan. So,
hey, man, he's made lots of money, though. The man is
true.
He's the man.
At the end of the day, he wins. I mean, look at me, look at him. Fair enough. But
maybe he'll donate money.
Maybe. No, he's not. He doesn't sound like the kind of guy to give, you know.
He's busy paying bills.
Yeah. I think he was always the catcher with him and Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Come on. Old WWF tag teams, if they were gay, who would be the catcher and the receiver? For example, Hawk would definitely be the receiver because Animal ain't taking shit from nobody.
Oh, what a rock.
Exactly. Bushwhackers, just all the time with each other. Because who else do we have? Money Incorporated. We don't need to discuss who's taken there. It's obvious. And what else? The Mega Powers?
They explode.
Demolition.
In your face.
Demolition would just make a man witch. That's why they brought Crushing. They needed something to go in the middle. Terrible.
They needed to, like, instead of bringing in Crush, use, like, Virgil. And it could have been, like, a reverse Oreo.
Nice. That's a joke. That's fine. That joke was in Mighty Ducks. Yeah. In the second Mighty Ducks when they picked up the project kid.
It was first.
First. And they were like, what are you, the Oreo line?
Hey, man, fuck you, man. Yeah. They're all gangster and shit.
Disney movie, yet they're like, motherfucker.
That goalie in the one, the chick, I wanted to get between her pads.
Really?
Not going to lie about it.
Ooh.
No, the fucking girl, you fag.
Goldberg,
man.
I'm Goldberg, the goalie.
Oh, God, I love those movies.
All the shit at him.
Yeah, I wish they were. No, they're on your side of the wall. All three. Because I remember there was this dude in high school who hated my fucking guts. Because I said, really? We both played in bands, and he would play things like, he would play a shitty Metallica cover. And I would do an Edwin McCain cover, and all the girls in the school would be like, so then he'd be like, fuck Matt Lees. I'd be like, don't be a hater, man.
That's what I say. So all the time, every day.
I know you do. One day.
When I go to Planet Pleasure or
there you go.
Pleasure Toys.
Planet Leisure, 519-772.
Fucking Matt Lees in here.
0131.
And then I get
hustled into buying wrestling toys.
Fuck, man.
370 Highland Road West.
And then there's just like Nerd Squad playing Magic or something there.
Yeah, that's you, Van Boss. Fuck you.
Oh, that's the old podcast guy.
Yeah.
That's,
oh, I don't know. Oh, now he's old. Oh. He's gone.
It's out in the universe now.
It's only been a week.
Jeff Black just fired you, Tim. He fired you. He doesn't give a fuck. It's fine. Eat him. Eat him.
Hate on him.
I hate him. If I could get away with
don't
it, I would.
Lick the microphone, man.
If I could get away with it, I would have killed him already. So you can say what you choose
that's
about
pretty
it.
Strong words, man.
It's true.
I just dislike people. I don't really hate. I don't got a lot of room for hate in my life.
Says violent
you hate
Jeff
me
Black.
Like all the time, man. It's true. Every day, picks me up. We go posturing. We do something. He's like, I hate you.
Yeah, he's told you.
I heard that like 8 or 9 times already today.
Every day.
Yeah, he's told you quite a few times now.
Man, he's sticking that thing in like its penis in my mouth, man. Jesus Christ!
It's the ultimate irony to hear violent Jeff Black be like, "No, man, I like people. I'm not a mean guy."
Like some people just piss me off. Like
you want to talk about pissed off today? Last night.
Keep going.
That's wicked.
We got a couple. When I cue you, you stop talking. That's how we sound professional. All so right, go ahead.
Cool. Last night, some hobo came into the Planet Pleasure, and he's like, "Hey, dude, you got a bathroom?" I'm like, "Of course I do, but fuck no." And he's like, and he gets all this sour look on his face, and he comes over, and I've got like a lady and a little kid in there shopping, and he goes up to them and goes, "Hey lady, you got spare change?" And I lose my mind. I go, "Fuck you, buddy," right in front of the little kid. "Get the fuck out of my store now."
Oh, mamma mia.
We'll come back to that right after this little break. It's a great way to stop. Lenny Lilac's going to tell us why he yelled at the hobo and what happened when we come back on your favorite podcast.
Legend in my bedtime, motherfucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand by for a special announcement from Legend of My Spare Time listener Joe from Iowa with his listener challenge.
Greetings, Mr. Leese, the Dirty Dutchman, and all loyal listeners of the Legend in My Spare Time podcast. This is Joe. I would like to take a few moments of your time to issue a fundraising challenge to help Matt reach his goal of $1,000 to finish recording the Matt Leese Band album, Two Sides to Every Hero. If three individuals step forward and donate $100 to the fundraising effort, I will match them up to two more times. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I already donated $100. So if three other people donate $100 each, I will give Mr. Leese an additional $200. Now, this donation has to be from individuals, not groups of people going together. Please, people, help Mr. Leese reach his goal of $1,000 so he can get the fucking album out already. Thank you.
Legend in My Spare Time is brought to you by Planet Leisure. At 370 Highland Road West in Kitchener, Planet Leisure is Southern Ontario's new home for action figures, video games, board games, toys, puzzles, darts, boards and accessories, ping pong equipment, pool cues, and so much more, including your hard-to-find must-have nerd toys from all your favorites like Star Wars, The Simpsons, Family Guy, WWE, UFC, and so much more. And starting in January 2011, Planet Leisure hosts a monthly game night. You can join us as we play our way through all the multiplayer games you love. See website for details. That's Planet Leisure. Find them at 370 Highland Road West in Kitchener. That's the Food Basics Plaza. Or online at planetleisure.ca. 519-772-0131. And don't forget, tell them we sent you for additional savings exclusive to our listeners. Dig it.
No need to have a heart attack.
now, live from the Matt Cave 2.0.
You lucky wankers. Please welcome your host,
Matt Lees. that came up first in my head. Zombie apocalypse. Short Welsh.
Hey, this is Steve Montador from the Buffalo Sabres, and you're listening to Legend in My Spare Time.
Motherfucker.
Welcome back, cunts. That's you at home. Second segment, it's okay.
That's a bad word.
Second
See
segment.
You next Tuesday.
Get right in on the second segment with the C-bomb. I heard a DJ on the BBC once say, right, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I died trying to find a download of it so I could just have that clip of, see you next Tuesday. No. Yeah. Couldn't find it. Welcome back. After that short break, we are in studio with Jeff Black, Eddie Osborne, Penthouse Lenny Lilac, and the one and only Reverend Matt Lees. Before we went to the break, before we were so rudely interrupted, Mr. Lenny Lilac was telling us a story about this hobo.
So, I'm furious. He comes in the store.
He's asked to use your bathroom. He said no.
No.
He's gone over to paying customers.
Yeah,
and
with
said,
a little kid.
Pay and change. Oh.
And there's other people in the store, and I lose my mind. Fuck you and your hobo
life. Your hobo life.
Get the fuck out of my store before I call the police. He's like, I'm like, who do you think you are? What do you think this is? And I chase him out the door. And then I have to come back and apologize to the kid for fucking swearing. He's like six.
Planet Leisure, 370 Island Road West, Kitchener.
Then I watch the hobo roll down the fucking sidewalk towards the street to the liquor store. And every person that he passes, including the two people that were coming out of Angels, go, he went up to him and went, hey, spare change, spare change. And I'm yelling at him from the door, hey, like, get the fuck out of here! No more questions!
Thank you for moving the mic when you yelled.
And so he's walking away, and then this young girl comes walking towards the store, and she's going to come in, and I go, did he ask you for change? Yeah, I fucking get a job. What the fuck? So she comes in. Anyway. Not only that. Okay, later that night, I went home. I went to bring pizzas home for my kids.
No shit.
Really? So I walked over to I pulled up to Little Caesars, get those five pizzas.
Wait. We're not getting any money from Little Caesars.
Sorry.
Fuck Little Caesars.
Sorry. That faggy pizza place.
He goes to a generic pizza place
where they sell shitty ass pizzas for $5.
Right.
I roll in there, I grab two pizzas, I come out. And some guy goes, I really want to, like, racially slur.
Hey, man, it's your
some thing. Fucking packy comes up to me and says, hey, man, you got any spare change? And I'm like, are you kidding me? And he's like, yeah, you got any spare change? I said, do you have any friends with you? And he's like, no, why? I said, well, because who's going to pick you up if I put these pizzas down? And he's like, then he turns, runs, and goes, there's a misunderstanding, I'm sorry.
Technically, what he would have said was, this was a misunderstanding. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
I need like, spare change to get this mark off my forehead.
I don't bother people.
Oh, God.
I'm not scary. Maybe scary looking, but.
I'm going to go back and
hobo edit, just wanted to pee, man.
Fuck off!
All he needed was to pee.
No, once. You let him in
just
once.
Just to pee.
Yeah, he'll steal. Once. I have the Wrestling Hall of Fame of action figures near the bathroom.
Well, we've been setting it up back there. It's going to be the Action Figure Hall of Fame.
So
you
I won't
needed to pee.
No, I don't care.
If you need to
are
pee.
Are you a hobo?
All right, I'm not begging for money for my album. But if you'd like to send some money, I got PayPal set up, baby. You can hook me up.
Give the email, you whore.
You got any spare change, Matt Lees?
No, I don't. But if you would like to send me money, it's legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. Tell you what, send me the money. Subject line, give this to Eddie, and I'll give it to Eddie.
You know what that hobo is going to do to your store?
He's going to wreck it.
No, he's going to rip down his pants and take a shit right on your windows, man.
Oh, as long as it's not on a Monday.
I think he's just going to pee on it. Speaking of pee, because I like to pee, it's so good to pee.
Fair
it feels
enough.
So nice.
Do you need bathrooms upstairs?
Damn. But there's this guy named Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Ho!
And Jeff Black hates him.
My buddy Greg has seen his balls.
Yeah, I also seen his balls
there
twice.
You go. Fair enough.
But Jeff just hates him. And I don't know why. Like, I thought he was a respectable dude.
Hey, may I just say, what's your problem, tough guy?
Fuck Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Why,
and
you,
if Hall of you Famer, listen to this, if you listen to this, this is Jeff Black saying you suck. Because what Hacksaw Jim Duggan did, we brought him in for three shows. And the first night in Brantford, it was a cool crowd. Like what, 200 some odd people there? Whatever.
200,000, yep.
Yeah. But Hacksaw, the bar gives Hacksaw free drinks all night. He gets bombed. And we're all sitting around the table. And PD Flex is trying to get on cheerleader Melissa. So he, like, drives her back to her the hotel, but she, like, denies him hardcore. And then, man, I was, like, Hacksaw's, like, he's so drunk, and it's me, this dipshit here, Eddie, and who else in there? Joey, maybe?
There's a few of us,
whatever. But Hacksaw's like, oh, I really, really like you guys. You brought me in. You're treating me good. And I'm like, Jim, we're not going to bring you in and treat you like shit. And he's like, what'd you say?
That's at Legend of My Spare Time podcast. We bring you in and treat you like shit. Please continue.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, by the way. But yeah. Go ahead.
He's like, what'd you say? And I said, Jim, we're not going to bring you in and treat you like shit, man. And I'm like laughing. He's like, and then he did his like 22 years in the business spiel. And like Eddie and I look at each other like, are we going to have to fight this guy right now?
Oh!
And then so he's like, I want to go. And I'm like, Darcy's going to be back. He'll bring you to the hotel. He's like, I want to go now. And that's
and I make him drive him home. I'm like, oh, this is great for me. Great entertainment, man. This guy hates Jeff already.
Nice.
Why not put him in a car together? I thought Duggan was cool, but...
Duggan's an ass. And he's done a lot in the business, but man, like, he ruined, like, he was a childhood hero, man. He ruined it for me.
That's why I couldn't talk to Ric Flair when I met him at the Marriott in Toronto. I couldn't talk to him. All I could say is hi, champ. That's all I could say. Because if he said anything wrong, my whole fucking wrestling life would be ruined.
But this is where I'm going to go back, because Jeff sucks at story time. But Duggan's like, all right, I got to leave. I make Jeff take him. Jeff's already upset. They get out of the car, go to a convenience store in Brantford, Ontario. Jeff comes out, and Duggan's peeing on his car.
That's pissing great.
All over his car, and I thought it was great, but
it is great.
Jeff wasn't quite as happy.
Oh.
And he also got, while he was in there, I thought he was going to piss his pants while he was in there. And he just had this look in his eye like, oh, I got to pee. But he bought a hot dog, a slushie, and a porno mag. And then...
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, like, after he, like, pisses on my car, and then the store clerk comes out, he's like, I'm calling the cops. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Don't call the cops. I'm like, please, sir, don't call the cops.
Jeff Black arrested with Hacksaw Jim Duggan in Brantford.
It's not the first time he'd be arrested. But I'm like, I'm getting him in my car right now. We're gone. You will never see us again. And Duggan's like, what's your problem?
I've been in the business of 20. I've been pissing on cars for 22 years.
And I was telling the clerk, I'm like, please, never have do not call the cop. We're gone. And like, we get in the car, and Doug is like, what the fuck is that guy's problem? And like, thinking back, I should have let the clerk call the cops and send his ass to jail, and then we wouldn't have to deal with him for the rest of the weekend.
But he was a gentleman the whole rest of the weekend. Good guy.
He just doesn't like
I like him. He didn't pee on me or my car. I don't have a car. Probably why I didn't pee on it.
Fair enough.
But hey, anything peeing on Jeff's car is great by me.
Hey, speaking of pissing on cars, one of our other former co-hosts, Reverend Jeffrey Davies.
Oh, yeah. Where's my money?
Once had eight cops after him for pissing on a car. And he tried to tell them, whoa, whoa, whoa. You guys don't realize I'm kind of a big deal around here. For the record, the eight cops did not give a fuck that he thinks he's a big deal.
We're up in Kirkland Lake, and you gotta pee after you're in the bar, because it's all warm in there. You go outside, it's cold. It's just, I gotta pee.
Mm-hmm.
So we find
you
this
do
alley.
Like peeing. You pee. Do like pee.
Don't
centric.
Pee on me though, because I'll kill you.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll kill you.
Hey man,
I will eat your babies.
Look at the size of me, bro. You don't have to tell me you could kill me. Look at me.
But regardless,
I'm
we're
terrified.
Peeing in an alley, and Jeff Black goes, "There's two kind of dicks in the world." I'm like, "Oh, jeez."
I said, "There's normal dicks." Or no, I said, what is the fuck? There's, yeah.
Wait, first
we
action figure.
We were all
up there.
Drunk. We were
grab it.
The Ultimate Warrior?
No. You're gonna. I got. Again, anyway, please continue.
Oh
though.
Fuck, Duggan.
I was gonna put it right here. Bitch. Have it smiling at you.
But I was like, because it was Brock Barker who is down in FCW right now, WWE
That's
developmental.
Right. Who? Sorry, has come to the ring to a Matt Lee's band song. Just saying.
Ouch, man! Did you hurt your foot dropping the name?
Shut the fuck up. Hey, he's a good dude, man. I like that guy.
Hey, man, if I see that motherfucker on Raw, it's going to be nothing but
he's a jams guy.
And I did shows with that guy in Brantford and Hamilton. What's up? That's my dog right there.
He's my nigga.
Yeah, and of course, he'll deny that he knows me.
Was that too white?
No, it was an A on the end, so it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's nigger. Like that's not allowed.
That was Lenny Lilac.
But there's like five of us taking a leak in the alley, and I'm like, there's two types of dicks in this world. There's normal ones, and then Brock's like, then there's Jeff Black ones. And it was so... And the cops roll right by, and I've never put my pants up so fast.
Except for that time that... Come on, brain. Except for that time that Eddie's wife came home early. Boosh! Fuck you. Sorry, man. It was a long day today.
Look at that look.
That's the look he gets. That's the look he gives people in the ring. I'm
no
sorry.
Selling them right.
You know what? Wait,
I like
wait.
Talking balls. Hey.
All
hey,
right.
Man.
I'm
sorry. Oh.
I don't want him to kill me. Wait. Here's what. Ready?
This summer, live at Elements, Hacksaw Jim Duggan versus Violent Jeff Black.
Yeah, I'd do it.
And we won't tell Hacksaw that it's a hardcore match.
Hell yeah.
To win, do you gotta pee on the other guy?
Yes, it's called the Matt Lee's match.
Fuck Hacksaw, man.
Why you gotta hate? It's in the past.
No,
man.
I think Hacksaw
started
it.
This guy's telling us how he loves people, he's great, he kisses babies, smacks women.
But apparently
but
Hacksaw
doesn't like Hacksaw,
doesn't
Jim
like
Duggan.
Hacksaw.
It's loud.
Fuck Hacksaw.
Jesus.
I don't know, man. I don't know if Hacksaw is listening. I apologize for Jeff's actions.
He's not listening.
Just wait. Let me get it out. If he's
listening, in Tampon, Florida right now, or Tampa, Florida.
If you're listening, Hacksaw, you're a legend, and I fully respect you.
Oh, you'd be in Atlanta.
Please come on the show sometime. If you're not listening, fuck you.
Because he's going into the Hall of Fame this weekend,
let's,
right?
Let's roll off of Hacksaw.
Oh, you're getting hot, angry.
He's getting all red in the face.
Yeah. And not because I gave him a strawberry shortcake.
Man.
Oosh.
So before I came over here today, I ate a couple beef and bean burritos.
Oh.
I'm like, oh no. Oh no, I was getting the sweats, man.
Yeah.
And but I went and sat down on the couch. I'm like, I didn't even fart and it smells like shit. Like, this is not good. So for all you guys in this room today, I changed my underwear before I came here because they smell funky.
Thank you very much.
Oh, remember the story I told you about the toilet paper and the cashier?
Love
so like
it. Great
the,
start.
The real Canadian superstore, the great Canadian superstore here in Kitchener on fucking Fisher Hallman there, they had this like 30 some odd roll package of toilet paper. It's double plies. Nice stuff, right?
The good kind.
And it was like normally $18. It's on for like $10.49 or something like
$18.
Yeah, man. It's the good
for toilet
stuff.
Paper.
Why don't you just wipe your ass
stuff.
With money?
It's the mega pack.
Fucking
man.
$100 bills.
Yeah.
But donated to Matt Lees's band.
Yeah, fuck.
Legend in my podcast at gmail.com.
Is that guy really going to double your money?
Yeah, that's Joe from Iowa, man. He doesn't lie.
Joe, what's wrong with you, man?
Hey, Joe is a supportive individual.
My name is Eddie Osborne. I want your money. Well, I'm just touching your bum. It's okay.
Eddie Osborne doesn't need your money.
But back to me.
You're getting good at this.
Yeah, I know.
He's taking my role.
I go to the cashier and I buy. Forget, dude, don't put you.
Okay. For those of you at home who can't see this, anytime Jeff starts to get into a sentence, Eddie Osborne here squeezes over to him a little bit and like nudges his bum, and Jeff is very, very uncomfortable with it. You
it's
can
only
tell
him, man. I can like I'll suck a dude's dick. It don't matter, man. But Eddie Osborne just makes my skin crawl.
Who would be your choice if you had to blow a dude?
Blow a dude?
Yeah,
probably.
I would.
I would.
Hi. Okay. Are you taking the vehicle? Somebody picking you up? Okay, you can call me later. I can come get. This is my girlfriend Tara.
Hi.
You've met Jeff.
Bradford.
And Mike slash Eddie. And this is Leon.
Really?
Are we still going?
Yeah, we're still going. Don't worry about it.
This is.
Later, you'll be falling down.
Do you need me to come get you later?
What bar are you going to tonight?
Yes.
We will come after.
Hey, man! Show some damn respect, son.
You want to ride the Cadillac, honey?
Thank you.
You want to ride the Cadillac?
He can Jeff Black can suck your penis, and I'll go have fun at the bar.
Are you? Wait, am I picking you up later, or are you getting?
She's gone.
Okay.
So, are you walking to your car alone tonight? Nothing.
Jeff,
were you creeping?
Jeff, come on.
Pretty mouth.
I know. Hey, boy.
Okay, so back to my toilet paper story.
Wait, hold on. List of people not allowed in my house.
Yo, man, you got any pictures of her?
Eddie Osborne.
No, just not allowed.
No, I deleted them to make space on my hard drive for pictures of your mom. Shut up!
Hey, man, my mom would beat your ass.
It's true. Mrs. Osborne, if you're listening, I did not mean it, and I apologize. It's not your fault. Your son's an asshole.
Special.
It's pretty big
special. Dick. It's not your fault. Your son's special.
But, anyway, back to my story, guys.
You were telling a story?
I loved cutting this guy off whenever he's speaking, because he gets so mad. He's like, yeah. All right, guys, like, let me speak. Back to me.
$200 toilet paper, here you go.
Yeah, my $200 toilet paper. So, $18, man, don't touch my back.
He's still touching it.
Fuck's sakes.
Because he's sweating, he's nervous.
I'm sweating, but, man, my under titties are sweating. But I bring the toilet paper up to the cashier. And she's like, "Wow, that's a lot of toilet paper." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know. I live by myself, too." She's like, "It'll last you forever." I go, "It only lasts me 3 days if I eat something spicy." And she was so disgusted, she just, like, scans it. She's like, "Have a good night."
Oh, wow. This girl's good looking, just like Matt's woman. And Jeff's that's single, right. And he wants to take a broad home. And he's like, "Yep, I shit my pants a lot. I need lots of toilet paper." And he's wondering, why don't I have a girlfriend?
Hey, man, if you got low standards, I know a chick.
Have to lick my
She'll fuck you tomorrow.
She got a dick? Doesn't matter. Let's do it.
She's got beef jerky lips.
Sweet. Don't matter.
That's delicious. Teriyaki.
Yeah, that being said, if you're listening, Bullet Belt, how are you, bitch? This chick's crazy. We should move on. She'll probably kill us.
Does she know where we live? She knows where you live.
No, but she can trace me by IP address, I'm sure.
That's fucked up.
She's scary. Like, she's the kind of chick that falls over on the street drunk with a court order in her pocket saying she can't drink. Okay?
Cool party.
Yeah. She's not. And you might like this. She hates my fucking guts.
That's a bonus.
She's booed me when I've been on stage before.
That's like the deal maker right there.
Yeah, but that dirty Dutch dude that used to work here, he did her.
Twice. Not only did he do her the first time, in which she realized that her house was dirty, she was dirty, she tasted like beef jerky, I know you like that, and he couldn't finish the deal because I guess he was too drunk, and anytime she got close to finishing, she would kick him in the ribs or like hit him, like strike out against him. So he goes home with his ribs hurting, he goes to work the next day, blue balls, ribs hurting, what am I going to do tonight? Oh, I'm going to go back and fuck her again. You stupid son of a bitch, fam boss.
Did he do it the second time? Did he steal the deal?
Yeah, but oh,
maybe they have babies.
Oh, imagine what their kids would look like. Because she already looks like a bulldog chewing on a wasp. So it's like, how much worse could it get?
She could have a shovel face.
She could have a shovel face.
That would be horrible.
I don't know. She can't get much worse, man.
Remember Blacktooth?
Blacktooth.
She's like this nasty chick. At the, what the hell was it? The Grand in Cambridge. She wanted to do everybody there. I like this music.
Thank you.
Please wish. I'm Matt Lee's bitch.
Why you gotta hurt my feelings? Why? Why you have to hurt my feelings all the time?
We had dead air there. We're just like a little off to the side.
We're listening
to
the music.
No, what happened was, I thought the computer stopped recording. I thought my boys, my co-hosts, would pick up the ball and run with it. But no, they fucked me.
Now, pretty stupid like that.
I'm still thinking about your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh.
She is good looking.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
When she dumps your ass, let me know.
And listen, man. If when she dumps my ass, she's not dating losers anymore.
No, on April 15th at Elements, we got a little wrestling show going. And she could be my valet.
How about I'll be your valet? Fuck you.
Oh, you're going to wear pretty little.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, we have all to right. Pause. We'll be right back.
That
on
the mini skirt.
See, I would have hit it if it wasn't for your fucking ass.
Motherfucker.
Here's the funny commercial.
What are we going to do? The date's tomorrow night and we still didn't get that limousine like we promised those girls.
Yeah, they're totally going to think we're fags now.
Maybe they'll understand. I mean, the economy is so tough right now. Who can afford a limousine? Right? Right?
No way. They're totally just going to go fuck two other dudes who did get a limousine. We're going to be virgins forever.
Wait. Who's that strikingly handsome man coming towards us? With the leather vest on.
I don't know. Looks kind of like... No, it couldn't be. It is!
It's Big Love!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Fear not. If you need a limousine for any event, even if you left it for the last minute and you don't think you can afford it, yes, you
can, because Big Love and Extreme Limousine are here to bring it to you. Give them a call at 519-568-1347. Whether it's your wedding day or your first date, he's got one great rate. It may not be too late. Call right now, 519-568-1347. Extreme Limousine. Ask for Big Love. Tell them Legend in My Spare Time sent you for additional savings exclusive to you, our listeners. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, bitches, assholes, lesbians alike. Before we, hey man,
where is that? He called me a sewer. That's a bad word, man. Cunt?
Hey, you mean cunt? You don't like the word cunt?
Are you gonna go, hey, I fucked her in the cunt?
No, never.
No, but it's
just, but I can call Jeff Black a cunt. He can call me a cunt. I can say my listeners are cunts, unless you donated.
I love you.
Legend in my podcast at gmail.com is how you send me money. But it's also how you can send me an email saying, stop asking for money, you prick. Or I hate Van Boss. Wait, we already had that one.
Ding!
Ding. Should we read it again just for fun?
Yeah.
Just the wording of it?
Yeah.
Alright, so if you're listening, Van Boss, maybe you should have showed up. Fuck you. This is what happens when you say maybe.
He's busy.
He's very busy.
Send me up the
space.
You can't see my man tits. I mean, I don't have man tits.
See, man tits are really chastity.
Moves.
Moves.
I like moves. I got like... Remember my story? It's like, man, my jeans, like, I just don't have my mobility. And then I'm like, wow, I'm just fucking fat.
Dude, I've seen you
short for my weight.
I saw you wrestling. I saw you wrestling that onesie, man. That took a while to get out of my head, bro.
In Cambridge?
Yeah, at the outdoor fair.
This ass Eddie, Swoosh, he was like slapped my ass, and like I got a cottage cheese ass, man. It's like got a ton of dimples in it. And like, you know, someone smacks your ass, you like squeeze butt cheeks together, right? This ass, some lady in the crowd got this photo of my cottage cheese ass being squeezed together with Swoosh's hand, and this fucker Eddie tags my ass, and like I'm like, dude, I got chicks to look at this shit, so I untagged it. Like, you prick, that's why I hate this guy.
Yeah, I love tagging pictures. There's Father Blob, and you guys have seen him once or twice, I'm sure, and he's a little bit big, and he wears very short shorts because I make him. He did lose a lot of weight, but I made him put ho 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 on his belly. Bellies,
yes,
and then I tagged them. I tagged everyone, and they're all this. They're like, "Why would you do that?" I'm like, "Because you don't like it, and it makes me giggle."
Hey, wait. Speaking of things that somebody won't like that make us giggle, here's the listener telling Tim he's an asshole. So it starts with, basically, he says, "I've been listening for a long time, and I've never felt the reason to write in. It saddens me that I feel compelled to now. You've done 3 fairly recent episodes with the Dutchman, and I can't take a 4th." I'm sure it's nice being his hero, but it makes for one hell of a boring show. Then he tells us that he turned off the last 5 episodes minutes in, and goes on to say, gone is the friction that made me laugh out loud, only to be replaced with agreeable, back-slapping drivel. The Dutchman can't hold his own for an entire episode. I understand that the Rev pulled a Sheen, which he did, and our other co-host fucked off, but any episode with them as your only guest far surpasses the lackluster episodes with the Yes Man Dutchman. You would be well advised to only release episodes that have engaging, challenging, and interesting co-hosts. Please, quality over quantity. Dext. Dex. I keep saying Dext.
That was well put together. Fuck.
Pwned.
That is impressive.
Van Boss, shut the fuck up.
And that the dude that wrote the email, he's American?
Yes.
Hot. Even more impressive. Shit.
Well done.
You don't like Americans?
Ho!
Ho!
It's not that I don't like them. It's just,
hey, you can be honest on here. Yeah. See, in the war of the podcasts, America started it, so we're allowed to say whatever we want. Because, you know, an American podcast lipped off to us once. And then we let them have it.
There's no Americans here, right?
That's true. Well, like, you know, okay, this is why I hate Americans. Went over to Buffalo to wrestle on a charity show, and we got ass raped for 5 hours at the customs. Like,
literally or figuratively?
Figuratively. Like, okay. We had, like, our fingerprints done, our fucking eyes scanned. Our fucking eyes. We're not terrorists. We don't wear towels. We don't have, like, fucking brown skin. I'm a
white. You don't beg for change at a pizza place?
Just do 50 cents for the bus.
It's understanding.
But, man, like, just we got ass pounded. And for 5 hours, I was like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know I fucked up, sir. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir. And the best part about that is when they ship us back to Canada, we get to the fucking booth, and there's a smoking hot Canadian customs chick working there. And I give her the slip that we got, like,
deported,
like, fucking rejected from the States. And she's like, she said something, I forget, whatever the fuck she said. I look at her and go, yes, sir. And she just got so hot. She's like, do I look like a man? No. Why did
yes,
you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
No, sir. Do I look like a man? What? No, sir.
Why did you say yes, sir? Because I'm an idiot. That's what I said, because I'm a friggin' moron.
The best part was I'm like, Jeff, you got to drive Jesse. And I sent him with basically one of every race and thought it was funny. Meanwhile, they're from like BC, from Quebec, couple from Ontario. My ass was smart. I went with my girlfriend. Just the two of us.
And you had no problems.
I went right over, smooth sailing. Yo, Eddie, I can't get over. Oh, shit.
Did you have the cowbell around your neck?
No.
Was that part of the problem?
No, I had all my gimmicks underneath all my clothes. That's the way you go over. Remember when we went to Pennsylvania and that epic shit I took? It was like the day after St. Patrick's Day.
So oh, wait, like, you just said epic. We give prizes for that here.
Sweet. To me?
No.
Shit.
Please continue.
But what kind of prizes? Shitty prizes, right?
$10 gift certificates at Planet Leisure.
519-772-0131.
But it was the day before St. Patrick's Day, so I had a plate full of nachos and like a few beers, and I've never been over in the States before, and I'm getting so nervous. And Eddie's like, "Hey, pull over to the shitters there before you get on like the American part." And I take the biggest nastiest shit I think I've ever taken in my life. This guy, were you in the stall next to me, or were you just taking a piss? He was disgusted, and I'm just like. Because you like your own brand, right?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I love, man.
I got a pretty rancid brand, bro.
Oh,
I don't know.
No, it doesn't matter how bad it is. It doesn't matter, like, if it fucking curls paper. You always like your own brand.
Now, while I'm probably going to bury myself by starting a sentence with this, but this one time at band camp, my buddy and I decided we wanted to fuck with our friends who were sharing a cabin, so I took a massive dump in their toilet. Didn't flush it. It's the summer. It's the cabin. We closed all the doors up, pulled all the shades down, closed the doors. My buddy was like, "That's hilarious. I'm going to go shit too." But I'm like, "Wait, my shit's still in there." And he's like, "It's cool, man." So we got two dudes dropping their loads in this cabin, and then we locked that fucker up tight. Oh, yeah.
Pulled off an upper decker?
Ooh, I don't know. But anyway, sorry, that was the band camp trip I got sent home from. But anyway.
Matt doesn't know what an upper decker is.
Please enlighten me.
Do you know?
No.
See, I didn't even know either, but Gay's a common. He's like, "I got to pull off an upper decker somewhere." I'm like, "What the hell is that?" He's like, "You take the lid off the back of the toilet in the upper part." Uh-huh. I'm like, "Ah, genius."
See, my problem is I eat fast food and spicy food, so my shit is never, like, stable enough and solid enough for me to do anything with it. It's just literally, and then I go back to work.
What do you say to that? Like, really? You people want to give this guy money. Once again, wait. I got PayPal. Hit me up. No. Eddie Osborne.
No, they're not giving me money for the podcast. They're giving me money for my band. They're perfectly legitimate musicians. Okay.
You know, like, if you, like, have those, like, explosive shits,
yep.
Like, some places, like, the plumbing's kind of weak. The best I actually took a shit there today. It was at Walmart in St. Jacobs. I had to go so bad. It was touching cloth. And I was like, this little country town called Wallenstein. I'd go to Wallenstein, to this Mennonite town called Linwood, making all these deliveries of pickups. And I seriously thought I was going to shit my pants. And I'm like, oh, can I make it? And, like, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, you kind of, you get the poop pains and you're like leaning forward, leaning back, you cinch up, you make it go back up in. Who the fuck is that? Oh, so he's got this fucked up photo on
his
phone.
If you want the man to keep reading, don't show him a fucked up photo.
It's fucked up. It's kind of nasty. But
whatever I do.
Walmart in
come on now. Please keep talking, Jeff. It's okay.
Walmart in St. Jacobs. They had the nicest washroom, and I ruined that motherfucker, man.
Get out.
Like,
I'm just kidding.
So you were going to the bar with your girlfriend.
Fuck! Who is that?
Facebook.
Hey, we're on Facebook, Legend of My Spare Time Podcast.
Oh, fuck, man. How many times have you plugged that shit?
That's what she said.
Boom! But tell us about your band. What are you guys doing? What kind
of
record
you guys
are you making? No.
You mocked it. You don't really want to know. Don't fucking patronize me.
I would like to know as an individual who has no interest in knowing. Tell us more.
Yeah, we make death metal / hip hop. And I'm the lead vocalist. So I'll go from like, yo, to right swear. That's the kind of music we make.
Please do not donate to the metal. I'm just kidding.
We're fucking terrible. Don't
I'm sure
donate.
It'll be great. I've never been out. I've went to go twice.
You've been telling
like,
me
nope,
for years.
No.
If I didn't like watching you get chopped so much.
I love chopping people.
I had 30 people coming out to see you, but then the band fired you.
Fired you. Wait, what really happened?
You're fired!
What really happened? I pulled a WrestleMania JBL and I quit.
That's right.
Because they wanted me to kick one of the guys out of the band and take
he plays too loud.
So yeah. So you won't kick a guy out of your band, but you'll kick the co-host of your show out.
Yeah.
You cold-hearted son of a bitch.
No. Because
what did he ever do to you?
Van Boss? Do you want like after Birth? Because Birth was one strike against him.
You know what?
Second off, he's Dutch. That's two.
But if you ain't Dutch, you ain't much.
He's Dutch and he ain't much. So the rhyme doesn't work. Three, he's an ass. Four, he's not here right now. Five, when I ask him questions that have a definite yes or no answer, he has a tendency to say maybe. Like, hey, man, we're going to hire you to work at Planet Leisure. Are you available on Monday?
Maybe.
Okay, that's not an answer. So you're fired. You're fucking fired. He's not fucking fired.
Did he wear, like, the wooden shoes, too?
Yeah, I don't know. He's such a strange individual.
Aren't the fucking Ricola candies from
Ricola?
No, wait. Try that.
Okay.
Again. Wait, do it again.
Ricola.
That's so gay.
That's called production, bitch.
That's awesome, man.
That's called turning. I can see you turning a dial.
Well, if you learn how to use your mixer, maybe you can turn some dials.
Fuck you, man.
I'm just kidding.
That was horrible. I watched the show back. I'm like, why is Matt yelling to the fucking crowd? Like, I was upset. I'm like, we have lights, we have sound, but nope, the ring announcer.
Oh, you know why?
Is yelling.
Here's why. Keep talking. I'm going to tell you exactly why that happened, all right? I'm going to be the sound guy, and you're me.
My name is...
See what...
I just muttered. Do anything.
But see, he just kept like... And then I'd be like, hey, leave my mic on. So, ladies...
I said leave it on!
Coming down the that's what happened.
See, okay, because the dude, okay.
That's why I'm bringing my own sound guy to Elements, just saying.
Please, dude.
Don't worry, I got a professional.
The guy that I
had professional. For sound. I'm a professional.
The guy I had for sound, he just didn't show up. I don't know what happened to him.
I think it's because Jeff no-showed the event he was supposed to go, like, that Thursday before, but I don't know.
So the guy was like, fuck me, fuck you.
I didn't no-show him. It was a Thursday. It rained. I was soaked. Like, soaked to the bone, man. I just went home. I had a shower. Thought of Eddie Osborne.
One sec. Anyone got a napkin? No, for real. Anyone?
I got a parking ticket.
That'll work.
Parking ticket.
Here you go, Jeff. Dry your eyes.
Fucking hate this guy.
You can cry if you want to. It's okay.
Fuck.
Let it all out.
What the fuck is this? Oh, I was soaked to the bone. I can't even remember what the fuck I'm talking about.
It's because he keeps cutting you off.
Yeah, the sound. But anyway, don't touch my dick. But the guy didn't show up. So there's this one guy that in Brantford. I'm not going to say his name because I don't want him to get hot. Don't do that, man. He's touching myself. Oh, I said that wrong. Anyway, are we getting cut off here?
This is pretty much, we're coming up on an hour.
Holy shit.
Keep fucking going. I have a format, sir. We have advertisers. We have a radio station. We can start over and continue it into
do another episode
next week. Yeah. But for this exact moment,
we haven't even talked about the PWA yet.
I know. So we're going to come back. We're going to do a PWA.
PWAcanada.com. That's all you need to know.
That's right.
Donate
to the Matt Lees Band.
All right. Matt Hobo's Pete.
Sorry, you can finish your tale, though. Is it quick?
Yeah, it's pretty quick. Anyway, the dude was so fucking uber high, and just kept turning the fucking, like, master volume down. And then when I went out and I fixed it, I got the biggest pop of the night.
Yeah, you did. Basically, I gave the guy the dirtiest look I could muster when I stared him in the eye and dropped the mic. And I just started yelling. But I'm not heating on the guy. He tried his best. His best wasn't good enough. But that's okay.
Third place.
You get the third place prize. This has been another episode of your favorite podcast. You know it's your favorite. Legend in My Spare Time. I'm the Reverend Matt Lees. I'm here all the time. Lenny Lilac's here when he shows up.
When I'm invited.
That's right. When you're invited. Impact Eddie Osborne. Closing words. Fair enough. Jeff Black. Closing words.
Girlfriend walking through the car alone tonight.
That's disgusting. Can't believe you'd say that to a man who lets you into his home. It's still terrible. You should be ashamed of yourselves. You know what this is? Train wreck ending. That's what this is.
Creepy.
If you would like to donate, legendinmypodcast at gmail.com.
Fucking chill.
The podcast is available on iTunes and by going to legendinmyspare-time-podcast.podbean.com.
Legend in my spare time, motherfucker.